But Ian, there's only one place to start at the moment, and that's tonight's game. I'll just start with what's going to happen.
I think it's going to be similar to the first game. I think Everton will be with the personnel that they got. I think they won't come out attacking. I think if they do that, you know, Liverpool will win easily. But I think David Moyes is too cute for that, and I think they're just going to defend and try and hit Liverpool on the break. So I think it could even go to extra time and penalties. Wouldn't surprise me anyway, but that's, I think, it's so tight between the two sides.
A lot of people think that David Moyes will come out attacking because he's at home now, and I suppose he might have to change his stance, but you disagree?
Yeah, I would. I hope he does, because I think he'll suit Liverpool, because I think Liverpool are very, very good at hitting the opposition on the break, especially when you like Reina. You know, when Reina gets the ball, his first reaction is to look for Torres. So Liverpool are very, very good at counter-attacking. So, but I think David Moyes, is one of the best managers in the league. And with the players he's got, he'll work out how he feels is best to try and beat Liverpool.
I've got to ask you about something that David Moyes said to me yesterday. I asked him about dealing with a world-class looking again Fernando Torres, and he said, well, I don't need to do anything special because I've got a world-class centre-back pairing in Jolyon Lescott and Phil Jagielka. Is that too much praise?
Well, in fairness, they're both the two defenders, then they've both been playing very well. I think on form wise they talk on both of them being selected for England, and I suppose on form wise they've got every right to be. But I think in Fernando Torres now, he's had two or three games coming back from injury now. He's getting to his peak fitness, and I think his two goals against Chelsea, I think he'll go into the game full of confidence. So no one in the world can handle Torres when he's on form. It doesn't matter how good you are, but it all depends on the night. We've just got to hope that Torres is on form, say, and his match sharpness is about, and each game he's getting better and better. But I just say then two goals he got against Chelsea, he'll be there, you know, eager to go, and I think he'll be flying tonight.
Now, I've heard you say that when you used to go and play Everton, you always knew you were going to score, and you think Torres might have that same knack.
I hope he has. I think from a Liverpool point of view, yeah, I think it's certain teams, as well, I played against Everton, I went out knowing I was going to score, and that's a lot of it down to confidence. And I'm sure with Torres, you know, he scored two goals at Everton in the league there, and I'm sure he'll be full of confidence now, knowing he's most probably he's getting to his peak of his fitness. You know, he's back among the goals now, and they're playing Everton. So I would think, knowing the mentality and all that, and should be going here, be going out knowing he's going to score, knowing he'll get a chance, and then he's got to take that chance.
Is there any concern in your mind that the Reds have shot themselves in the foot by not winning this at home?
No, I don't think so. It says no matter when any derby, no matter where it's played, it's, the form goes out the window, and you don't know what's going to happen. So I don't think they have. It's disappointing maybe because they went to a replay where Liverpool most probably could have done without it. But I think now they've got there now, play the right team, and I think, look to try and progress, because the next side, you know, is a home tie, isn't it?
We've obviously just been standing by the FA Cup. You've been holding it again. What is it about this competition that brings out so many people and people get excited? There is still something so special about it.
It's the most famous cup in the world, and that's what it's all about. It's a chance where at the start in August, where people who they're not professionals, they play not even non-league, some of it, they go out with the dream of and possibility of maybe if they keep winning that they'll get to play against the professionals, and that's most probably the only cup in the world that can do that. But it's, for me, as a kid, I dreamed about scoring a goal in the FA Cup final, and for me, it's most probably a special piece of silverware, which, say, it's been going over 100 years, and I think that's what it, and so good for so long, says something special about the cup.
I'll just ask you for one final prediction then for final derby of the season, hopefully.
it's going to be tight and all that, but I think Liverpool will win 1-0. Say it's not going to be easy. I'd like to see if there's an early goal. I think there may be a few goals then, but I think it all depends on when the first goal scored. But it wouldn't surprise me if it went into extra time and penalties. Looking at penalties, I think Liverpool have only lost one penalty shootout and Everton only won one, so I wouldn't be too disappointed if it went to penalties, but hopefully they'll get it done over 90 minutes.
And it sounds like we know who you expect to score that goal as well.
I don't mind who scores. No, I'd like Torres to score to get his confidence back. You know, I think Steven Gerrard and Torres are the main hitters, aren't they? But I think I don't mind who scores, say from Liverpool's point of view, as long as we win, so progress to the next round.
Thank you very much.